Good morning, friends, and welcome into the Four Square Network. I'm your host, play-by-play voice, color commentator, and sideline reporter Drew Doherty. Another ferocious day of action awaits as Mike Vrabel, J.J. Watt, Carlos Watkins, and a host of others try to unseat the king, Anthony Weaver. The defensive line coach ended yesterday in the serving spot, and he's going to try to hold on today, although there have been allegations of cheating, which we'll get to in just a bit. But for now, well, the action begins now with assistant special teams coach Doug Coleman in the King spot. Anthony Weaver, who ended yesterday in the King position, is in line, and he will await in just a moment. But that's a Carlos Watkins swat, and he eliminates number 96. That, of course, is Eli Ankou. He's an undrafted rookie. So we've got Coleman serving to Ankou over to number 67. That's Daniel Ross, and Shane Bowen, an assistant defensive line coach, was in the new square, so Coleman remains on. There were explosive allegations of cheating leveled yesterday by DJ Reader against not only Anthony Weaver, but both Vrabels, the defensive coordinator Mike and his young son, as well as Bowen. He said the coaches and the guys in charge will manipulate the clock and manipulate other rules to their benefit. We have talked with the Four Square Investigations Committee. They have not released comment, though, publicly, so we will wait to see what happens with that. But nonetheless, very dire circumstances if you consider those allegations to be true. And even if they're not true, the mistrust that's there is a little bit disconcerting as Mike Vrabel is eliminated there and has to get back in line. Now, remember, the winner of this is solely the person who's in the serving spot when the horn blows to start practice. These guys are getting ready for practice by getting loose and playing some four square. So as you see, number 97 there, Ricky Hatley, a nose tackle, serving up. He can't handle that one there by Carlos Watkins. So the young Vrabel, a guy who Reader and Watkins have leveled accusations against, is in the serving spot, but he defaults there. And so Matthew Godin, a Michigan Wolverine, is now serving. Goes over to Coleman, and Coleman can't handle that one. Angry at himself with the miscue there. So he's off, and in comes number 96, Eli Ankou. Nice power serve there. Watkins with a swat over to Bowen, and Bowen can't handle it. Goes inside, and in comes Mike Vrabel. And look at that, in the on-deck circle is the king himself from yesterday, Anthony Weaver. Has a nice shot there by Vrabel, takes out Godin, and now Watkins, the rookie. Fifth-round draft pick out of Clemson is serving. Puts a sky one up. Now it's back to Watkins. Excuse me. Yeah, Watkins, and he just eliminates Weaver. But Weaver, as you see, not too disappointed because he knows he'll get to fight another day. He's been the king a few different times as Hatley has trouble handling that one and can't get it in. Even if he had gotten it in, it would have been a handball. And carrying, so he would have been eliminated. There's Vrabel over to Ankou. Watkins keeps it in line. Watkins slaps it. And nothing Daniel Ross can do there. So in comes another Vrabel. A nice pairing there. Two Vrabels next to each other. As the defensive coordinator, a little wide on that one. And he exits. And Doug Coleman comes in. Coleman new to the game. We didn't see him yesterday. But nonetheless, a Nebraska Cornhusker. Back in the mid-90s, in their glory, in their heyday, he can't handle that one, but he was a fullback, played in the NFL for a few years. So he knows a thing or two about competition. He knows a thing or two about winning at the very highest level. Here's the young Vrabel over to Bowen, who just entered. And Bowen with a nice smash at Watkins. And look at Watkins. Watkins remains the king for a few different times now, and he bounces the young Vrabel. Into the square comes Godin. Bowen. Over to Godin. Godin to Watkins. Watkins goes low. And Watkins, really tough to handle with those low liners. He's clearly a veteran of four square. Bowen over to the king, the reigning king, to Weaver, to Watkins. And Ankou is a little bit high there. So now Ricky Hatley in the square. And Watkins handles that tough one by Bowen, but that's too much for Hatley. Couldn't get low, couldn't get the ball up. But it doesn't matter because he got Anthony Weaver there. That's an atomic slam by Daniel Ross at a Northeast Mississippi Community College, and he bounces Carlos Watkins. So here's Shane Bowen, part of the crew that's been implicated, at least, by DJ Reader. And curiously enough, we don't see any sign of DJ Reader yet. We imagine he'll be out here. We imagine J.J. Watt will be out here. But the second-year defensive tackle, after making such strong accusations on Thursday, is nowhere to be seen on Friday. Right now we have three coaches and a rookie who just got eliminated, Matthew Godin, in the four square. So Godin goes out, and in comes Eli Ankou. The young Vrabel over to Ankou. They're picking on Ankou. Look at that. And it makes you wonder. That was almost a concerted effort there to attack the undrafted rookie. Is there merit to DJ Raider's claim? That one little wide there by one of the equipment helpers. So in comes Weaver. And look at this. Three coaches and a coach's son. But the coach's son is bounced and has to go to the back of the line. And here comes Carlos Watkins, who as of today has been the longest reigning server. But he is not the king, because the reigning king is Anthony Weaver, who was in the serve spot yesterday when the horn blew. Watkins, a little high on that one, so he gets back in line. So right now we have Shane Bowen, an assistant defensive line coach, serving. And he goes over there to Daniel Ross. Vrabel over to Bowen. And Hatley gets eliminated with a quick little corner job. But in comes Godin. They go over to Godin. And Godin, too much for Ross, and Ross has to get back in line. Again, three coaches and an undrafted rookie in the four square. No telling the nerves and the anticipation there by Godin. But Godin handling his own. Bowen, a little bit off there. So Mike Vrabel, defensive coordinator and maybe one of the most competitive players out here, is now in the serving spot. And Godin went hard at Vrabel, but that bounced out the entry point. And young Vrabel was in the entry point, and now we've got three coaches and a coach's son in. The elder Vrabel to his son, over to Coleman. Coleman with a slam and a masterful shot, because Vrabel was out of position and Coleman gets to assume the serving spot. A few big bodies lumbering this way, including Christian Covington. And as you notice, the defense is going to wear white jerseys today at practice. They have been wearing the blue jerseys, so that's a little bit of a change. But Christian Covington, third-year player out of Rice University, he will soon be in line. And look at that. The young Vrabel is now in the serving spot, as you hear Ross yell with the spike. Con gusto. And speaking of spikes, Carlos Watkins said, get back in line, young Vrabel, as Watkins, who, like we mentioned before, has been the longest reigning server today, is back in his comfortable spot. Bowen, which I could see that being a push. That's what they're calling there. They're saying he held it, almost like palming the ball or double dribble in basketball. And again, the ethics committee of Foursquare, the Foursquare Federation, is silent on this one, which raises claims of injustice, indignity, and insecurity. Here's Ankou, over to Vrabel, to Ross. And Vrabel, look at the dive there. That's what we talked about. Vrabel will not surrender, and he moves on to eliminate Ankou and get Ankou back in line. An excellent job there by Vrabel to dive, setting a good example as well to be competitive. Vrabel over to Godin. To Ross with a slam on Shane Bowen, and Shane Bowen will have to get back in line. If you hear that whirring, that's a helicopter landing about 300 yards to our right. We're going to get an aerial shot from that helicopter, we're hoping, in just a moment. Goodyear blimp is down, so we won't have the blimp theatrics and aerial views that we're accustomed to, as there's some discrepancy over a line call. And with that, Daniel Ross is going to have to get in line. It looks like he's cutting in line, so he's going to have to be careful, as Vrabel is back in the serve spot. three coaches and Christian Covington now playing right now as they go over to Covington, and Covington too easy as Vrabel was out of position and had to slam and go deep. So Christian Covington, who just got in line, is now in the serving spot versus two coaches and a coach's son. A little long there by Doug Coleman. Not sure why they're still playing, but nonetheless, Covington plays on, which is a good example to all you youngsters out there. Even when you think it might have been on the line, keep playing and persevere, because Covington remains in the serve spot. Brandon Dunn is now in the entry point. And look at that. Monster spike by Coleman. But the young Vrabel plays it well. And look at that. Coleman has to get back in line after what looked to be a kill spike. It was handled masterfully by the young Vrabel. There's Dunn. And this is a good volley going on now. I think Covington's out. By my eyes, Covington's out. Vrabel says he's in. The young Vrabel is wanting to get in the spot. You see Joel Heath throwing the towel down. Oh, there could be a fine coming for that throwing of the towel there by Christian Covington. We shall see. Ultimately, they're going to send everybody back with a do-over. So it's Covington serving to Dunn over to the young Vrabel with a line drive, and he's out of position for that one, and the young Vrabel has to get back in line. So it's all players now in the four-square box. You see Eli Anku with a tough one there to Covington. And that eliminates Dunn. Shane Bowen now in the entry spot. Anku over to Hatley. Covington to Bowen. That was a liner. And Covington has to get back in line. Challenged Watkins for the longest four-square reign today. Got Godin to Hatley. Hatley in the serve spot. And with that, we shall see Godin go back in line. There's Bowen over to Mike Vrabel. Vrabel. And Hatley will get back in line after a few shots in the serving position. Here's Eli Anku out of UCLA. Goes across to Vrabel, to Bowen. And Bowen with a power move there. And Bowen back in the serving position. And look who's coming. None other than DJ Reeder with his accusations yesterday of impropriety by the coaching staff here on the Houston Texans. We'll see how his demeanor is once he winds up in line, winds up in the box after that. So now we have three coaches and Carlos Watkins. The defensive coordinator, Mike Vrabel, going to serve to his right. He's got Anthony Weaver. Caddy corner, it's Doug Coleman. And Watkins playing wide in the entry spot. Everyone else is in the boxes, as you see Vrabel. Some of the players are saying, I hope everybody's seeing this. Is he doctoring the ball? There's Watkins to Vrabel. Back to Watkins. And that one's in. Watkins is out. Again, a lineup of three coaches and a coach's son. Texans soon to start practice at 10 a.m. Excellent shot there by Coleman to eliminate Weaver. And the clock keeps ticking as we're edging ever closer and closer to the 10 a.m. start time. When the horn sounds, whoever's in that serving position is the king and the winner of Foursquare today. Young Vrabel gets bounced. So it's Brandon Dunn and Christian Covington in now with Vrabel. And look at that, Christian Covington with authority. That ignited Brandon Dunn. He's excited. Ricky Hatley in the entry spot now and over to Covington in the corner. Nice job by Coleman to handle that. And just one game after a powerful slam by Covington, he's eliminated and has to get back in line. Godin enters over to Hatley. And Brandon Dunn gives Coleman all he can handle, and Dunn for the first time today in the serving spot. He's excited about this one. The veteran lofts it up to Godin, and Godin a little too wide there to Hatley, but check that. That was in. Off his foot, so Godin advances, and in comes Reeder. DJ Reeder, man of controversy based on his remarks yesterday. as Ankou gets eliminated. Excuse me. Dunn gets eliminated, and Godin is serving. Over to Reeder. To Ross. And Reeder. Bounced. And Reeder's chirping. Reeder is just not happy with how things have gone. Four players in the four square now, which is kind of odd. Haven't seen too much of that. Ankou serving over to Ross. Watkins is in the entry point. Watkins over to Ross. To Ankou. And Watkins a little wide. And look out, we're getting close to the start of practice, and Anthony Weaver is in the entry point. Now Anthony Weaver advances. So Ankou serving to Weaver. And the king today, undrafted rookie out of Michigan, a Wolverine, Matthew Godin. A story of perseverance. A story of humility. And a story of championship today here on the Four Square Network. Signing off for Tyler Sudarth, the cameraman here, and the great Gray Moore back in the studio in Houston. I'm Drew Doherty, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Four Square Network.